بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رحم الله رجلا قام من الليل فصلى وأيقظ امرأته فإن أبت نضح في وجهها الماء. رحم الله امرأة قامت من الليل فصلت وأيقظت زوجها فإن أبى نضحت في وجهه الماء. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "May Allah ta'ala have mercy upon that man who gets up at night and he performs his tahajjud salah. Then he awakens his wife to read her tahajjud salah. And if she refuses, then he sprinkles some water on her face to wake her up. And may Allah show mercy upon that woman who gets up at night for tahajjud, performs the salah, and then she wakes up her husband, and if he refuses, she sprinkles some water on his face." So here again, Rasulullah has shown us the importance of tahajjud salah, and then again how husband and wife, the spouses, should help one another in doing acts of worship and ibadat. Deen is so beautiful. The husband, he wakes the wife up, the wife wakes the husband up. Of course, if the husband is refusing or the wife is refusing, then you don't shake the person and compel the person. Very gently, just sprinkle some water, hoping that then the person would wake up. It is important that we discuss the fadail of the tahajjud salat and ibadat and various type of ibadat amongst our family members. That's why we have tadim at home. So the importance of these amal come into our heart. So both husband and wife get himmat and then to perform good deeds. So in this case, the tahajjud salat, the man woke up, then he tries to wake his wife up by sprinkling some water, and if she wakes up first, then she should do the same thing. Of course, some people have very, very hot tempers, and if it's going to cause more problems, then we shouldn't do that. Very nicely, we remind the person that it is tahajjud time. But here again, we should assist one another. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. Believers are helpers to the others. We command good, we forbid evil. So we should try and encourage one another. Husband and wife should encourage one another to wake up and read the tahajjud salah. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَنَبِي سَعِيدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا أَيْقَظَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّى أَوْ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ جَمِيعًا كُتِبَ فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ بِإِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ. سَيِّدُنَا أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ and أَبُو سَعِيدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when a man wakes up his wife at night and they both perform two rakat of salah together, they are then recorded amongst the dhakirin and the dhakirat. That is those men and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala makes reference to wadhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. Allah ta'ala praises such people. Those who remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. Now to remember Allah, to be recorded as a dhakir in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something very meritorious. And here, Allah ta'ala made it so easy, or Rasulullah made it so easy for us, that you read tahajjud salat, husband and wife, and they'll be recorded in the books by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as amongst those who remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Two rakat tahajjud salah, and of course that's the beginning, and then we increased it more and more. So nice, with love and muhabbat. This creates even muhabbat between husband and wife, that both are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakah comes in the house, nur comes in the house. Allah removes all bala, afat and difficulties from the house. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa'afiq. سبحان الله